They may be cashed up and ready to spend, but from Italy to Thailand, some are asking, could those tourists be more trouble than they're worth? Just last week, two Americans were caught using a coin to carve their initials into Rome's Colosseum. Two Australians, a Canadian, a Brazilian, and a Russian did much the same thing last year. The Russian, though, was found guilty of causing aggravated damage and hit with a 20,000 euro fine. Egyptian authorities are reportedly investigating how a porn film starring a Russian couple was shot with the Sphinx and Pyramid as a backdrop. And some New Zealanders are furious with foreign drivers, many from Asian countries, who they blame for traffic accidents, saying tourists simply don't know the rules of the road. A few Kiwi vigilantes had even plucked keys from cars driven by overseas visitors.
I think if it's a safety thing, you know, a time frame for police to get there.
Rental companies now include this steering wheel tag with safety messages, including the all-important, keep left. Rage in the sky as well. In recent months, an Air Asia flight was forced back to Bangkok's airport when a Chinese woman threw hot water on a flight attendant during an argument over noodles. 25 passengers were detained on a China Eastern Airlines flight after opening emergency exits as the plane pushed back from the gate. They were angry that after an hours-long delay, the crew shut down the air conditioning to de-ice the plane. And there was an all-in brawl on an Air China flight over a crying baby. And tourism officials in Thailand have expressed concern after images of Chinese tourists behaving badly went viral on social media. And at the country's famous white temple, Chinese tourists were reportedly banned from its bathrooms after complaints they were urinating on walls, doing even worse to the floors. So much for take only photos and leave only footprints.